Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume. Preferably in a residential area.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. And the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, we are live. It's Happy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you. Let's test out the phone lines. We are live on Spreaker.com/user/RyanHoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
We are also heard on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. And we're also on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. And I got some huge news going on with the future of Hoppy Hour. We are now heard on the Odyssey app. Yes? All you have to do is search up Hoppy Radio and we're there, baby.
Alec Burks guarding him from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
There it is. Stephen Curry.
He did it.
The all-time three-point king of the NBA.
And then Ray Allen is in denial.
NBA.
Ray Allen did not look happy last night. Stephen Curry breaks the all-time record for three-pointers made in the NBA. The National Basketball Association, the game played on the hardwood court. I think you got the point. And it was awesome. Because 10 years ago, Ray Allen broke the record while Reggie Miller was doing the play-by-play. And TD Garden and Boston, they went crazy. Yeah. No one's ever going to break Ray Allen's record, right? No one's going to ever break it and actually do it in a lot better of a pace where it's like super fast compared to how long it took Ray Allen to do it, right? No one's going to ever take Ray's record. He was not a happy man last night. If you watched it, so they ended up beating the Knicks. The Warriors did, like, by 7 to 10 points. And afterwards, they're interviewing Curry and Reggie Miller and Ray Allen look super awkward. And I'm the authority on awkward. And why they looked super awkward was, like, they were showing Curry and he has his headset on and he's talking to the NBA on TNT crew and they're just hanging out, having a good time. And then you could see Ray Allen and Reggie Miller kind of being giggly in the side. More Reggie Miller because he's more of an extrovert, so he's more going to root for Curry. Ray Allen's more of an introvert weirdo, so he didn't really seem happy. And then there's a moment where, like, he tosses his, like, jersey at, like, Curry's shoulder, and Curry just looks at him like, are you serious, Ray? Like, Ray gave off really sad energy. And Ray Allen, to me, is the scariest three-point shooter of all time. Everybody can talk about how pretty Curry is, and he is, and how good of a shooter he is. Get what I did there? But the thing is, whenever Ray Allen had the ball and it was in the clutch, it was quite frightening. Like in the series in 2009 against the Chicago Bulls, like every time Ray Allen had the ball, he was making a three. I think if he was playing in this era, Ray Allen would have like 4,500 threes by now if he was Curry's age. But the difference is, if the Queen had balls, she'd be the king, because Curry's the one that began this whole scenario of shooting threes after threes. So that whole scenario I've seen by Celtic fans, which is funny when Celtic fans are all for Ray Allen when he was there for like 4 years. He played in Milwaukee and in Seattle prior, but all these fans were like, oh my God, but like Ray Allen was more clutch. It took Ray Allen a lot more time to get to Reggie Miller's record. And, oh, you know, Reggie Miller would just be killing it in this day's NBA. I bet it's got to be crushing a lot of those guys in the 90s that couldn't catch a break because of that dude, Michael Jordan. Don't know if you heard about him. He's pretty good. And Scottie Pippen, he was pretty good. But, man, is he a miserable piece of garbage. Those guys always prevented everybody from winning NBA championships. The good part was it kept Karl Malone away from teenagers from some time, being so busy in the playoffs. I mean, once he got to the finals, he lost. Look up that joke. Karl Malone is a walking Me Too movement. He's a piece of garbage, and nobody talks about it. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Karl Malone was so good on the Utah Jazz. Woo-hoo! He also knocked up a teenager and is a deadbeat father. So, yeah, it is pretty good that he got to play in the playoffs because he was away from everybody for as long as possible. All right, I'm droning on. 856-49-HOPPY. Make Karl Malone burn in hell. We'll be right back.
Happy hour.
Because I hate deadbeat fathers to the fullest. If you don't pull out, it ain't my problem.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you that they are the best hot sauce in the whole wide world, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the info of where you can purchase their product in person in Florida. But hey, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack if you don't live in Florida. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com and then go on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and let us know what you cook up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey, I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Well, it was good while it lasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah.
Now, Hoppy Hot Topic.
You're with Jennifer. Was there hesitation on your part because now you're a dad?
It crossed my mind for sure.
Ben Affleck.
It's me, Howard Stern, kissing all the celebrities' asses and not doing any of the funny content that is now outdated.
Yes, every Redditor ever hates the new version of Howard. I'm not the biggest fan of it,
but he gets the job done with that really deep voice that he has through the Microsoft, with the microprocessing, rather, you know, where he really doesn't sound like this in real life, but they add a lot of mixing to his voice to make him sound like a godlike complex.
You're with Jennifer.
Yeah, it's not his real voice, trust me. What you're listening to right now is not a real voice. All these boards make it sound so good. But then again, what do I know about sound mixing? I just called it Microsoft.
You're with Jennifer. Was there hesitation on your part?
Yeah, it's not his voice. Was there hesitation on your part? Get out of here. Use your real voice.
You're with Jennifer. Was there hesitation on your part because now you're a dad?
It crossed my mind for sure.
Yeah. And I love these millionaires that go on like these shows on Zoom in the last 2 years in the pandemic. Ben Affleck, last time I checked, is a millionaire, right? Why the hell does it sound like he's talking out of like a microphone? He sounds horrible.
Lost my mind for sure.
Yeah, I would lose my mind too if I was a millionaire and I didn't know how to use technology.
Ben Affleck gets candid about his rekindled relationship with J-Lo.
Oh, you mean your midlife crisis? Sex romp.
And how he feels about their failed romance the first time around.
It wasn't meant to be, but now you're just bored and wanting to have intercourse.
I'm hurt and angry and disappointed and felt like a fool.
Yeah. This is my first kind of heartbreak.
This is me every day. Well, not the heartbreak. That was 3 years ago. But I got lucky. No, this right here, this quote from Ben Affleck explains my life.
Disappointed and felt like a fool.
It was my first kind of heartbreak. It was just one of those things. You know, I was an adult. We were about to get married.
You were an adult, J-Lo? I didn't know.
It didn't work out, and it was just a bad heartbreak. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's a bad heartbreak. Well said. This is her in 2014 talking about when she broke up with Ben Affleck, and now they're back together.
You know, it was just one of those breakups that really, you know, it was like a tough one for me.
Oh, it's well said. It was a really hard breakup, you know. It was like one of those breakups where it was like, you know, a tough one. Wow, she really feels emotions. And Jenny from the Block, so relatable, someone I want to hang out with.
Whatever he said.
Yeah, she doesn't even know what to say. I got auto-tune, but a nice fat ass.
On the Howard Stern show, the 49-year-old...
Man, are we just bringing back the 90s? We're talking about Ben Affleck and J-Lo, and they're going on the Howard Stern show. Oh, what's going on with Maury Povich? This is coming from somebody that listens to all the old classic Howard clips from the 90s, so I'm kind of a phony.
While appearing on the Howard Stern show, the 49-year-old actor reveals his relationship with the singer didn't work out due to the negative press surrounding it.
Maybe because the negative press was kind of correct. But now that, you know what I notice? Here's how I'm going to word this. All these 50-year-olds now, all these Gen Xers that are like between, I'd say, 48 to 54. Like, think about a Gen Xer, you know. He could be a radio host. He could be a celebrity. He could be a next-door neighbor. But think about how they were complete asswipes in the 2000s. They were Gen Xers in their prime. From about 27 till about me 45, so about 6 years ago, they were complete asswipes. Gen Xers thought they knew everything. And I'm not saying they don't have that now, but they're much more humble because they're hitting the age of 50. So I think there really was nothing wrong with Ben Affleck or J-Lo. They just had that Gen X energy where they were like, yeah, we know everything. And now they realize they don't know diddly squat.
I would say it was about 50%. Like right. The idea that people hate you and they hate you together and that being together is poison.
Oh no, Ben Affleck, people hated you? You've always put out such energy to be likable. Oh, Ben Affleck, what a likable guy. Also, you're a really soft person. Am I saying I like when I get mean comments on social media? No, obviously I'm not really digging it. I don't really work hard every day to manifest it. But I'm really working on not caring. And when you talk about not caring about haters and you read haters' comments and you talk about, I don't care about the haters, you care about the haters. So this whole thing of all these celebrities, I don't care. I'm going to clap back and respond to them. Yeah, because you're a sensitive bitch. I'm just saying, it's being real.
Ugly and toxic and thing none of us want to be part of. And who the f*** would want to have them to dinner? And what the f*** are they doing together?
Who cares? You're banging J-Lo. What's wrong with you?
It just, you know, normal life. You get, you know, you find out somebody's, you know, talks some shit about you at a dinner party, you get offended.
Everybody's talked shit about me. Everybody. Every single person I've ever come into contact with has talked shit about me. They went, who is that weird tall guy? Or why is he in radio? Or why did I have sex with him? But what I'm saying is everybody talks shit about me and I ignore it. Ben Affleck, why do I have thicker skin than you? Oh, people don't like my acting. Oh, people don't like that me and J-Lo are a shut up.
Ben also shares why he hesitated to date the superstar again, and it involves some people. Oh,
it took so much hesitation. Should I date J-Lo again after I just had a really bad divorce with Jennifer Garner? Let me debate if I want to go out with J-Lo. Let me think. Oh, should I go out with Jenny from the Block? Let me think it over.
Very important to him.
My responsibility to my children is the highest responsibility I have. So yeah. Nothing, I didn't do anything.
Ah, your father of the year. You sound like one too.
That's painful, destructive to them if I can help it. That being said, I know that my life affects them. I drop my son.
You know what I feel like Ben Affleck does as a dad? He's not a deadbeat, but he's not completely there. So like his daughter will be in her fancy huge room, which is the size of my apartment, and she'll be watching some show, and she's told him 5 times about the show, and he's like, what are you watching? And she's like, oh, I'm watching this because I don't know what teenage girls watch. I don't know, JoJo Siwa. And he's like, eh, what's JoJo Siwa like? And she's like, I've told you this 5 times, Dad. He seems like an okay person. Like, he's not reaching Alec Baldwin vibes of scumbaggery and being a douche, but he has this energy where I feel like he thinks about himself first, and I think this is just me thinking about myself as well and having self-analysis.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Here's how it goes, okay? You want to hear how it goes? Okay. You go to richkbarber.com and you sign up for an appointment. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. He is a busy man. I had to join his waiting list. I promote this guy for the last year and a half, and I had to wait for this nice, sexy haircut I have. But trust me, people are always getting busy. People are always having to reschedule. So you can always find time to get a haircut with Rich, but you can join the waiting list as well. And when you sit down in a chair and you hang out with the manly man known as Rich Keeley, and you're at Rich Keeley Master Barbershop, tell him I sent you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Live from Tampa Bay. You are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah, the phone lines are wide open at 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Kim Kardashian says no therapy can fix her marriage with Kanye West.
I think we know that. Every day we're getting these headlines. Oh my God, Kim Kardashian swears she's over Kanye, even though she keeps talking about how she swears she's over Kanye and reading the headlines while giving head to Pete Davidson, and he's doing the same. We get it.
Kim! In court documents obtained by ET on Monday, yeah, the 41-year-old reality star states that her relationship with the Grammy winner is beyond repair.
Yeah, I don't really think, Kanye, when you were running for president, no, that wasn't the problem, even though that was bizarre. When you were talking about how you almost aborted Northwest, yes, should the woman be allowed to do what she wants with her body? Yes, Texas. But at the same time, you don't talk about that publicly. And I think that was kind of the nail in the coffin was when he said that.
This on the heels from last week when the KKW beauty founder filed to be declared legally single.
And then keeps banging Pete Davidson, which we'll find out more about that later.
And to drop West from her last name. The latest docs further emphasize her desire to, quote, terminate their marital status.
He just seems like he took her for granted. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Kanye was really appreciating the moment. And now that she's gone, he's probably banging these side chicks, probably banging these gold diggers.
But nothing will ever be as great as Kim Kardashian. I don't know why, but she's just been around for 15 years. So we've been brainwashed to think that there's no one prettier than the Kardashians.
At the end of the day, life is about being happy.
Yeah.
The core date.
That is the most deep sentence to ever come out of Kim Kardashian.
At the end of the day, life is about being happy.
Yeah. The other famous quote was when she was with Ray J and she went...
The court date for their divorce hearing is set for March 22nd, but Kim is requesting that the issues regarding custody of the couple's four children, as well as property matters and the division of assets, be dealt separately from the issue of their marital status.
That sounds like a bunch of fun.
Allowing Kim to be legally single sooner.
I feel like when you call Kanye about, like, how are the kids doing, I feel like it's probably a lot of effort to call Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a really good relationship, one that I can think of would be like, I've never seen it in action, but I'm really close with Ben Swig and his ex-wife, Nikki DiBartolo. They're awesome. And they have the book, their book is really awesome. And they have this thing in there where it says to keep the kids first, Our Happy Divorce. Sorry, I just drew a blank. Get it on Amazon and where all books can be found, Our Happy Divorce. It's a great book. And it's about making sure that you keep the kid first and that you never, like, make it about you. And I feel like Kanye never does that. I feel like he could really use some of the knowledge of Nikki DiBartolo and Ben Swig by reading Our Happy Divorce. Because I feel like when Kim Kardashian calls Kanye, he probably is like, baby, I miss you. And she's like, how's Northwest math homework?
The documents add, quote, the party's marriage has irremediably broken down.
She keeps using big words. We get it. You don't get along. I think her banging out Pete Davidson didn't help, but she didn't care.
Kim Kardashian no longer desires to be married to Kanye West.
I wouldn't either.
There is no question that the marriage of the parties is no longer viable.
I don't think it's clear to Kanye.
And despite Kanye's efforts to win back his estranged wife.
Efforts! I'm going to come off obsessive. Please come back. Please come back. That's how you're going to turn on a woman, by being really obsessive. Please come back. Please come back. Shut up. Shut up. Go away, Kanye.
Shut up!
The docs state that Kim has, quote, no desire to reconcile.
I wouldn't either. He took you for granted. Got a lot of kids out of you, though.
Quote, irreconcilable differences have led to the irremediable breakdown of the marriage, and there is no possibility of saving the marriage through counseling.
Okay, I can't take this. We got it! There's no way to fix the marriage, but I want to hear more about it.
Or other means. In her declaration, Kim notes that she has been attempting to settle the dissolution with Kanye since she first filed for divorce in February.
Poor thing, she's attempting. Goes into that, like, you know that typical room you see in a movie when parents get divorced, because my parents didn't get divorced. You know when there's like that room and you got the lawyers and the mediators? I feel like every time they might go into a scenario like that where they're really trying to talk about this divorce, Kanye's like, well, God said to me today to do this and that. And then she's like, oh, God, I got to go bang Pete. I'm getting too anxious now.
Adding that she has requested that he agree to terminate their marital status, but he has not responded to her request.
He just thinks delaying is going to make her go, oh, man, I miss being manipulated by a sociopath, and I'm not talking about my mother.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitStageFitness.com. I had to think about that for a second. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to FitStageFitness.com. Add him on Instagram at Fit_Sage_Fitness. He will get you into shape. He will change your life forever. But here's the thing. If you don't live in Tampa Bay, don't worry. Do not have a panic attack. You can work out with him online. And then when you do that, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most
listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yo, real talk. Let's have a real talk here. You know what I'm saying? Radio's killing me, bro. Like, I know the landscapers and the people that lay the sod don't want to hear this, but I've been having so much back pain lately from just sitting down in this chair. You should appreciate me. I'm not going to be here forever, so you should really appreciate my greatness as I heard my back yelling into it.
Shut up!
Yelling into the microphone, not into my back. That'd be really cool if I could lean back there. Anywho,
Kim Kardashian has that new crush feeling when it comes to her romance with Pete Davidson.
It's really lit and fun and crazy.
That's from 2018. Trust me, that's not what she said. She would say, no, it's really tight, man. Well, some things are.
A source is opening up to ET about the 41-year-old beauty mogul and the 28-year-old SNL star's budding relationship.
It's not really anything budding. It's more banging.
Explaining that when Pete is around, Kim is giddy.
Midlife crisis!
Source also says, quote, Kim feels relaxed and comfortable with Pete, and she definitely has that new crush feeling with him.
You know what? I want this to go forever. This would be a fascinating find. Trust me. I've made the joke over and over again, but you can learn a lot when you hang out with older women. And I think Pete Davidson's figuring that out. He doesn't want to hang around Larry David's daughter and any of these annoying 20-year-old somethings. I said that wrong. But what I'm saying is, that's what he's visioning, is like, he's envisioning, is that they're like, man, I'm really bringing my great speech to the table today. He's looking at Kim Kardashian and he's saying, man, you're mature, you're beautiful, you're really smart, you're not like these other 20-somethings I bang. And she's like, oh my God, someone wants to talk to me.
It's always so much fun.
Yeah.
The reality star and comedian first sparked romance rumors in October.
And when you saw that skit of them reenacting Aladdin and her boobs are about to pop out, which there's nothing wrong with that, and he was just looking all giddy and high as usual, yeah, I knew they were banging. I said to my girlfriend, said, no, I'm not banging either of them. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you, babe, is they're banging.
After Kim hosted SNL.
Just the way you are. Now, are you gonna kiss me or not?
And then on some other lips later.
Sure am, Jasmine.
We're gonna need to get KY for those lips off.
Days after, the pair was photographed holding hands while riding a roller coaster at Not Scary Farm.
She's like, this is what it's like to be a peasant. I'm on a roller coaster.
And since then, they've been spotted on dates in L.A., Palm Springs, and Pete's hometown in Staten Island.
Oh, what a combination. Palm Springs, L.A., and Staten Island. Home of Mike Kelta and Pete Davidson.
I don't know where these rumors come from.
I don't know, man. You leaking them to the public.
So far, Kim and Pete have not officially confirmed their relationship. And Pete's friends are also staying mum.
No, trust me. There's really nothing you need to confirm. Them not confirming it, but hanging out in public and banging each other out, that's all the confirmation you would need. You don't need to send a press release. Like, you know when Michael Jordan came back to basketball from playing baseball when he got suspended for 2 years for gambling? Yeah. And he had that whole press conference, and he had that press release that was sent to the media, and it said, I'm back. Yeah. You don't need one of her saying, I'm laying on my back. We know you are.
Like his SNL co-star, Alex Moffat.
I don't really stay up to date with what my good friend Pete's up to.
I'm jealous. Shut up.
As long as he's having fun and he's happy, that's all I care about.
I sound really happy. You talk to all these 40-year-old comedians. I don't talk to them personally. I see them in clips. Like Seth Meyers, you could see jealousy. And then you don't really see jealousy from Jimmy Fallon because he's a party boy with a drinking problem.
He's a love. I love that dude.
Sure you love him so much. There ain't no jealousy there, buddy boy.
And Kelly was also tight-lipped.
Gotta ask you. Your boy Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. How?
Machine Gun Kelly was both tight-lipped verbally and the fact that he probably, you know, had his lips all tight for Megan Fox, bro.
Machine Gun Kelly was also tight-lipped.
Gotta ask you, your boy Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, how happy are you for him? No comment.
Oh, you're so cool, Machine Gun Kelly. Please be so cool.
As for Kim, who has filed for divorce from her husband, Kanye West, back in February.
We know.
After 6 years of marriage.
We know.
ET has learned that just last week, she filed legal documents to be declared legally single and to restore her maiden name.
Yeah. Of course, the paperwork gets done really fast for the Kardashians. For any other average Joe that wants to change their last name, takes 6 years, but for the Kardashians, oh, we'll get right on it, and so will Kim.
Dropping West.
I married the best rapper of all time.
Yeah. There's a guy who's like playing the saxophone in the back who looks like he has no idea who she is, but he's just checking out her ass.
Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids.
Yeah, what's the catch? What's the catch?
So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing.
What?
His personality.
That had to be a shot. And I don't know why Kanye's trying to win her back. On SNL, which it would be a bigger deal to be on SNL 30 years ago. But nonetheless, she's on this Heritage Huge show and she's saying that you're awful to be around, but please take me back.
And Kanye, well, he hasn't been shy about letting the world know he wants Kim back.
Yeah, come back, bitch.
The Grammy winner's latest move, tweaking the lyrics to his hit Runaway to shout out his estranged wife.
She loves that. Oh, she's so grateful for you.
During a benefit concert in LA last week.
I can't put the music on here because of copyright laws. 856, but trust me, it was beautiful. I'm sure he sprinkled in a little bit of God in there. Oh, Kanye West, he's the authority on Almighty Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, honestly, at this point, anybody can be the authority on all things Jesus Christ because he's fake. Tristan Thompson admits to hooking up with a side chick while he was dating Khloe Kardashian. Whoa, it's almost like once a cheater, always a cheater. We'll find out about that right after this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Okay, here's the deal. Here's how this works. You go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. And you can go to AmirAcademy.com. And when you go there and you get into shape, it's not just like a workout, you know? Because you can go to any like typical, yeah, bro, I own a boxing gym and I like to wear tight shirts and drink a Monster Energy. Yeah, you can go to one of those boxing gyms. Oh, that's cool. You like that boxing gym? The one of the guy who gets all the press passes to the fights and has a crappy website that's also a boxing blog? And he also owns a gym on the side. Yeah, those are the boxing gyms you want to avoid. Amir Academy of Martial Arts, classy, intellectual. He's a kind man, also frightening in the same manner, in like a protective way. So when I tell you, I am a man of my words when I say Amir Academy of Martial Arts is not only the best in the Bay, it's the best on this planet.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back.
Tristan Thompson just admitted to hooking up with the alleged mother of his third child for months and detailed how...
Oh, she's such a classy woman, too. Oh, yeah, someone you want to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner. And trust me, I'm not being sexist because he's no catch either. The only thing you can catch is HPV.
How he used Snapchat to communicate where and when to meet up with her. Let's get into it.
All these athletes having these side Snapchat accounts, like they're not going to get caught. You're a professional athlete. You'll always get caught.
Tristan Thompson made headlines earlier this month after it was revealed that he had once again cheated on Khloe Kardashian, with whom he shares 3-year-old daughter, True.
That sucks. Tristan Thompson cheating. Whoa! Who would have saw that coming? And he makes all men look bad. Not the cheating part. Like, the cheating part's not great. I don't respect that. But it's the being a deadbeat father. There is nothing more despicable on this planet than when a father doesn't pull out, oh, it feels good to have sex, and then you don't take care of the kid. There is nothing worse than a deadbeat father because you make all men look good. You're a scumbag leech. All you deadbeats.
And things just keep getting messier.
Yeah.
Tristan admitted to hooking up with Texas-based personal trainer Marilee Nichols.
She looks like such a catch. Daddy issues! Woohoo!
For his 30th birthday celebrations in March, when he was still publicly dating Khloe.
And no one's shaming her. I know she just had a kid, but I know she's not like the only homewrecker. She's one of like 80. But you're one of 80.
And shockingly enough, their hookup resulted in an alleged bombshell pregnancy.
What's alleged? The kid squirted out already. Like, what is more alleged? We don't even know what the word alleged means anymore.
Which stirred up some major drama after Marilee publicly announced she was suing Tristan for paternity earlier.
Oh, I thought she was going to publicly announce she knew who her father was.
Earlier this month. But according to some new legal documents obtained by Daily Mail, Marilee and Tristan's hookup was far from just a one-off thing.
He cheated on her all the time. Oh my God, why does everybody think, oh, I want to be back with Khloe? The only reason also he got back with Khloe in 2020 was because of quarantine. He doesn't care about her. God.
And was rather a months-long series of hotel sex sessions.
Yeah, cheating on your wife like a man. You're a really noble guy. You average more kids per year than Rebound.
Yep, you heard that right. Months long.
And she's not the only one. You know, there's a bunch of them that are like, I hope I get my time of day. I hope I get my 15 minutes of fame. Yeah, I ruined a family. Yeah, I have sex with everyone, but I want to be famous.
According to the documents, Tristan admitted to sleeping with Marilee between the months of December 2020 and March 2021.
That's a lot of time. Yeah, see, December 2020. So during the quarantine, oh, I'm so loyal to Khloe because I'm not leaving the house. But once he left the house, woohoo! Time to have sex with a bunch of side chicks. We're raging daddy issues. Come on over.
And claimed that his relationship with his alleged mother of his child was exclusively based on sex.
That's all your relationships, bro. That's your legacy. You're based off of sex. You're more known as a deadbeat slut than you are a basketball player. How does that feel, buddy boy? You're so bad at basketball that you got drafted to Sacramento. Literally the purgatory of the NBA.
He also went on to admit that he and Marilee used Snapchat in order to coordinate where and when they would meet to hook up.
Yo, where do you want to go to dress?
And which hotels they would use.
Should we Marriott tonight? Or the Holiday Inn. We gotta keep it low key. I can't go to a fancy one, so I'm seen by everybody. We gotta go to the sketchy one on Nebraska Avenue. We can bring that tomboy too.
Tristan said, we never had any telephone calls, emails, nor did we exchange text messages.
Yeah, you're a real sneaky guy.
We only communicated via the Snapchat application.
Oh, man.
A username on Snapchat has always been BlackJesus00.
Hell yeah, it was.
That's certainly interesting.
Oh, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. You know what's interesting? That you care that much. All right. 856-49-HOPPY.
Selena Gomez just got a massive back tattoo, and we are already dying for more photos of...
Tramp stamp! I'm just kidding.
Her new ink. Let's get into it.
It's not a tramp stamp. It's a... statement of independence. Look at me. I got a back tattoo. Please give me a round of applause. target practice.
First off, Selena Gomez is no stranger to getting tatted.
Yeah.
And you know what they say about tattoos?
Daddy issues.
Once you get one, you get addicted to adding more.
Because you're not comfortable with your body and you think it's going to make you live forever. And then once you're done drawing, you're like, crap, I got this on my body.
Well, now Sal can...
You know what's funny? Before I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, I paid for like a huge sun, this huge sunshine tattoo that's like all on her leg or like on her knee. So literally every time she pulls down her pants, she's thinking about me. Worst $280 I ever spent.
Can proudly add this large upper back ink to her collection of 15 other tattoos.
Oh yeah, you're so artsy and cool. Tell me about your NFT, bro.
That's right, Sel now has a total of 16 tattoos that we know of, obviously.
Oh yeah, that's the ones you know about. The ones you don't know about are the really kinky ones.
Selena's tattoo artist, Keith Bang Bang McCurdy.
Oh, what a good guy. Bang Bang McCurdy, someone I want to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner.
Posted this IG pic of her back tat.
Yeah.
In the black and white photo, she's posed in front of a graffiti wall wearing a deep V ensemble that shows off the tattoo, because duh.
All right, whatever. 856. I just don't care anymore.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're starting this one off with K-pop star Hwang Chan-sung.
Why?
Because he has got a lot going on.
Yeah, he does!
Singer announced via Instagram that he's expecting his first child.
Oh, that's something really going on.
Is newly engaged and will be leaving JYP Entertainment when his contract ends next month.
Yeah, it's because the kid got in the way. Your career is over with.
For those of you who might not know, Chan-sung is a member of the band 2PM.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of their work. Who are they?
And he's also an actor.
I hate 2PM. It's like the day is half over and it's like, oh, I'm going to be dead soon.
The 31-year-old didn't specify his future career plans.
It's over with anyway.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by... Who could this be brought to you? WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that Westchase Printing is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Okay, here's how it goes. You go to WestchasePrinting.com, posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed, they can do. And when you get that invoice, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Board, 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 board. Ba-ba-ba-board.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
But switching gears to some sad news, yesterday Flavor Flav was involved in a near-fatal car accident while on a road trip from Las Vegas to L.A. TMZ reports that the 62-year-old's right...
He's 62? That makes me feel old!
...side of the car was struck by a massive rock, forcing him to lose control.
Man, only Flava Flav would survive that. What a legend.
Flav was luckily able to regain control of his car and escape the accident. The rapper shared images of the damage to his white Audi.
I wonder what that's like.
And told TMZ that he came very close to death, but is super grateful to be alive.
That's what they all say.
Hollywood Life has reached out to Flavor Flav's rep for a statement on the...
Let him breathe. I mean, he is, but you know what I'm saying.
Gary incident, but has yet to receive a response as of this recording. Now, okay, let's jump into this Beyonce and Adele convo. Yesterday, a Twitter user prompted the question of whether or not Adele can out-sing Beyonce.
She can maybe out-sing Beyonce, but Beyonce makes some bangers, man. She makes some songs that can get you turned up in the club. She makes some songs that you can run on the treadmill to or go out and do whatever, have sex. I'm not saying Adele can't sing, but I'm just saying I'm never listening to Adele and I feel happy. Like, I feel very mundane. I think that's a word. I feel very average. Like, yeah, maybe Adele's a better singer than Beyonce, but Beyonce, her songs make you want to party, maybe.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, and today we are kicking things off with some more drama from lion cheating ass Tristan Thompson.
Why? I don't care. 856, we already talked about that, so we're going to move on to this next clip. Some of these clips play the same things over and over again, so you have to figure out what the hell is going on in this world. And I honestly don't know. You want to know if there is a way to know if nothing...
We're at Chloe's home.
Why is this playing? You want to know how America's doing? You want to know like how we're doing as a country? Go to a Walmart. If everybody's in a good mood, the world's going good. But today I went to Walmart, and everyone was an asshole.
It used to be known as Hollywood's biggest party, the Golden Globe Awards.
And now no one cares about celebrities.
But in the wake of the Hollywood foreign press being called out for their lack of diversity, this show won't be broadcast this.
Oh, wow. No, you're not broadcasting the Golden Globes? No, my life's ruined. Not watching a bunch of rich assholes. They're going to be alive as long as me. Act like they know everything because they're rich and famous. Enough for you.
This year, and many stars are boycotting the awards.
Yeah.
But as Jim Murray reports, nominations were announced today anyway.
Oh, who cares? 856, 49, happy.
Kim Kardashian is one big step closer to her goal of becoming a lawyer.
I like how they said big. They got to emphasize the big.
Kim Kardashian is one big step closer to her goal of becoming a lawyer.
Yeah.
The beauty mogul passed the baby bar exam and shared the exciting news with her Instagram followers on Monday.
And then everyone's like, oh, loser, it took you four times. Hey, let's see you pass the bar exam, the baby bar exam. I want to see you try.
Reflecting on the journey in a lengthy and heartfelt caption,
yeah,
while reminding fans that this wasn't, quote, easy.
Duh, I don't think it is easy to be a lawyer.
Or handed to her.
Yeah, trust me, it wasn't. If you're failing the first three times, it definitely was not handed to you. If you passed the first time, one would have to wonder. Four times, yeah, you earned it.
Kim noted that she failed the test three times
over
2 years, even facing COVID-19 and a 104-degree fever on her third attempt.
Oh, man, that's why you failed.
But she never let the disappointment discourage her.
Yeah, she really is one to always really give it her all. She never gives up, besides in porn.
Though the Skims founder explained that top attorneys have warned her that opting to bypass the traditional law school route in favor of her specialized program.
Why do I need to go to school with the peasants? If I want to hang out with peasants, I'll just bang Pete Davidson.
Which requires two bar exams, is, quote, close to impossible. She felt it was her only choice, and now she couldn't be happier to have beaten the odds.
Yeah, she did. She always beats the odds. Woo!
I really do enjoy my work, my kids, my creative self, that sometimes I got stifled. Like, in relationships, it's hard to be as creative as I can because...
Oh, it's everyone else's fault. I'm Kelly Clarkson. I'm perfect.
I wear my heart on my sleeves.
Yeah, we can tell.
Kelly Clarkson is getting candid about her personal life.
Yeah.
Talk show host spoke out on the Love Someone with Delilah podcast on
Delilah!
Tuesday, where she revealed that she is open to love, but she doesn't want to get married again.
And then maybe in the future, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. But right now, I'm an independent person. But right when I find a man, I'll be locked down with him. But I'm going to claim that I'm so independent, I don't need a relationship. That's what every person says that goes through a bad breakup. I don't need a relationship. I'm above that. But then when you find somebody, actually, because what's going to happen is this. She's going to end up finding somebody, and then she's going to go, oh, I was in a phase in my life where I didn't think I needed somebody. I just, shut up.
Well, I do know I won't get married again, but I just mean, you never know about love.
Oh, yeah. You never know. Trust me, you'll be married in 3 years. Don't lie to us.
But it's one of those things where it's like,
your talk show will be over with. You'll be bored as hell.
I think we're engineered to, especially from where I'm from.
Yeah.
To like,
where are you from? I don't care.
Have to have that. And I don't have that need.
You had the need when you married your husband. I love when divorced people say that. Well, I didn't want to do it. Then shut up. You have no... Don't ever act like you're independent. If you get married because you feel like you have to get married, don't ever try to come off as an independent, woke person that doesn't need somebody. You needed them originally, but now you're claiming you don't need them because you're alone and you're trying to make it... You're trying to defend yourself because your relationship failed. Shut up.
And I think that's also what you learn about yourself.
What?
Going through hard things.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing, too, is whenever you go through a bad breakup, you always try to reflect on it. And you're like, I'm learning something. I'm learning something. I didn't learn diddly squat from my breakups. I just learned that I was a jackass and I had to improve. It wasn't like, oh, I got so philosophical by getting dumped. Shut up.
39-year-old was married to her ex, Brandon Blackstock, for nearly 7 years.
Oh, but it was just a really quick marriage.
Before she filed for a divorce in June 2020.
Better off.
The duo share a 7-year-old daughter, River, and 5-year-old son, Remington.
Mm.
Brandon also has 2 children from a previous relationship.
I wonder if they're close with her. I'm going to go on a limb and say, nope. Wrong button. I meant to say, I'm going to go on a limb and say, nope.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you that they are the best hot sauce in the whole wide world, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's how it goes. Okay. Because I don't know if you are aware of how it goes. So I'm going to command the room, even though people that command the room don't say they're commanding the room. But I'm going to tell you, you can go to Whole Markets in Florida, Hitchcock's Green Market, Bell's, Dignitary Cafe, Interbay Meat Market, Mermaid Secret Garden, Tommy's Fresh Produce Market, Joe's Farm Fresh Produce, Land and Sea Market, Kelsey's on Cortez. JJ, you get the point. Okay. So there's never a reason not to have that Tampa Bay hot sauce in your cabinet. But if you don't live in Florida, you can order at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Get it? Got it? Good. Tag us on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro! I love you! Bizarro! I love you!
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't! He's allergic!
They'll kill me!
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Oh, yeah! 856! 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773.
Should be played at high volume.
What should be? Oh, this show. You tweeted me. I am. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Is picking.
Let me rewind. That was not the most perfect transition, but unlike shows that have to voice track everything, I'll never claim to be perfect a day in my life.
Kelly Ripa is picking favorites and keeping them to herself.
The 51-year-old Live with Kelly and Ryan host was joined by her husband, Mark Consuelos, on Wednesday's episode of The Talk Show.
Oh, it was such a good, non-smarmy time. Kelly Ripa, so genuine with a lot of friends.
Where she revealed she has a favorite among their three kids.
Oh, I bet they love hearing that. Bet they already don't get along because they have you two douchebags as parents. But adding in the pressure that one of them is liked more than the other is, oh, you're such a good mother.
I have a favorite child and I have a favorite dog, but they don't know who they are.
And they're better off not knowing that. What, are they going to put it on their LinkedIn? Kelly Ripa likes me. Trust me, I'll get a lot of dislikes.
As a matter of fact, each one of my kids accuses the other child of being my favorite.
And Mark's just sitting there like, yeah, just really glad to be here. Wondering when I'm going to see my side chick later. Yeah, that's when the fun begins. Yeah, Kelly Ripa just lays there like a missionary queen. But my side chick that doesn't exist because they never have side chicks. Woohoo!
Constantly.
Yeah.
Well, you're mom's favorite. No, you are. No, you are. And that's the best game to play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sounds like everything's going great in the Ripa household. Oh, yeah. We bang in every single part of this house. We're so edgy. Shut up.
Like is facing some
Let me rewind again. Ben Affleck, what's going on?
Ben Affleck is facing some major backlash after being a bit too candid about his marriage to Jennifer Garner.
That's what happens when you go on the Howard Stern Show.
The Tender Bar star, who has been to rehab multiple times for alcohol addiction, confessed that he, quote, probably still be drinking if he was still married to Jen.
Yeah. Oh, who cares? We're offended by words. Yeah, he's a disgruntled douchebag. Who cares?
During an interview with Howard Stern earlier this week.
Probably at each other's throats. I'd probably still be drinking. You know, like, right. It was just part of why I started drinking.
Of course, Howard's a kiss-ass, too. He's just like, yeah. Trust me, he's like my favorite host, but he's such an ass-kisser with these celebrities. I'm not going to ask that maybe you're projecting and blaming her for all your problems. Claims to be such a psychologist among celebrities, but kisses their ass. Oh, so deep interviews.
Was trapped.
The two, who share three children together, announced their breakup back in 2015 after spending over a decade together.
Oh, but that was a great marriage.
Their divorce was final in 2018.
All right.
Ben went on to tell Howard what he did to cope with their relationship struggles.
I drank. I was such a noble guy. I only drank whiskey.
You know, I was like, I can't leave because of my kids, but I'm not happy. What do I do? And what I did was like, you know, drink a bottle of scotch and fall asleep on the couch.
Fun times, man.
Zendaya, you're taller than Tom, and it became this thing.
Spider-Man co-stars Tom Holland, Zendaya, and Jacob Batalon, they were on SiriusXM's Town Hall, and the host asked them about the height difference between Zendaya and Tom Holland, which are the two main characters.
Who cares? He's banging Zendaya, and obviously he's got that BDE. He commands the room. Who cares if he's shorter? He's confident as hell.
Spider-Man, they're also dating in real life.
Yeah.
They all roll their eyes thinking they're gonna like probably go on about this silly topic about how men need to be taller than women, but the host honestly takes it in a different direction and starts saying,
such a misogynistic.
Oh, whatever. 856-49 happy.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. And let's just jump into it with Tom.
Please just jump into it. Oh, I love when the celebrity news reporters just jump into it. Because when you wait around and you take your time, I get a little bored. But you just jumping into it? Oh, thank God. Okay.
Preview.
Damn it. I was trying to get the sound effect of water splashing, but I had to say preview. Annoying. You just jump into it. Yeah. Man, that makes me want to go swimming. 856-49 happy.
Times Person of the Year. This year's honor goes to none other than Elon Musk.
I'm so over Elon. I don't care. Whoa, he's a billionaire that goes to space? Cool. Someday he'll be laying the ground. He'll probably get projected into space with his body. But like, there's this war today with Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. He's too nerdy to be involved in anything. And it was between Elon Musk and the owner of Amazon. And it was like, dude, who cares?
Jeff Bezos, I drew a blank. Like, they're just two dudes beefing. Wow, they got money. Cool. I don't care. I don't care that you're a millionaire. I don't care that you're a billionaire. You have as much time on this planet, and your crap smells probably even worse because you eat caviar all day. Shut up.
Times editor-in-chief said that the Tesla innovator has had an extraordinary influence for life on Earth and life off Earth.
Oh, thank God, we're so inspired by somebody that nobody really knows. Oh, you're so inspiring.
Two. In his Person of the Year interview, the SpaceX founder opened up about his confidence in the future of his Tesla cars. And
if you're letting us know that you're confident about the cars, you really are not.
And said that he hopes similar electric car companies have their own successes as well.
No, he does not.
Elon didn't mention his breakup from ex-girlfriend Grimes.
Of course he wouldn't.
But I can only assume he might have been just like a little busy.
Yeah, that's what I think the reasoning is. Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Miley Cyrus, you're annoying.
Pete Davidson, how are you gonna do this to me?
Miley Cyrus.
God, that was the worst thing I ever heard. Oh, she's so talented, Miley Cyrus, the way she ruins relationships and cheats, but no one ever talks about it, because if Liam would have cheated, they would talk about it, but she was with Caitlyn Carter while with Liam. Oh, she's such a talented person, the way she really is awful without autotune. Oh, but she's so good. Where's your radio hits then? Oh, Miley Cyrus is so good. Why? Why do you say that? Because you feel forced?
Miley Cyrus isn't afraid to poke a little fun at pal Pete Davidson and
his- She's just jealous that he's living his life and doesn't, like, have to, like, have these fake relationships. She's jealous of how genuine he is.
His love life. The music superstar and the Saturday Night Live comedian joined Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show this week.
Oh, yeah.
Where they teased fans about their upcoming New Year's Eve special for NBC.
God, that sounds awful. Why is she around? She's like herpes.
Miley and Pete have been friends for years, but the singer joked that she may consider him the one that got away.
Oh, no, trust me. He feels glad that he got away. The one that got away. Oh, yeah. He totally missed out on that. Oh, yeah. He totally missed out on you. No. Get out of here, Miley.
Surprising, the King of Staten Island star with a cover of It Should Have Been Me that left him at a rare loss for words.
He's like, gross. She's like, I'm desperate. I ruined a marriage. That was pretty good, but I took it for granted.
If there are any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever.
She's like kind of giving him a little bit of a lap dance. Surprise, Miley Cyrus being sexual. Whoa. And then he's sitting there like, this is weird. He doesn't seem to be digging it. He looks so uncomfortable. He's like, God, what did I sign up for?
Though Miley didn't name names, it wasn't hard for her viewers and Pete to pick up on her not-so-subtle reference to his rumored girlfriend, Kardashian, and...
Rumored girlfriend. We know they're in a relationship. Stop saying rumored. Stop saying alleged.
Their headline-making outing.
Yeah. And Jimmy Fallon's in the background. Where's the cocaine?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitsAidFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all the Bay Area, I really mean it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. is the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hilaria Baldwin claims Alex shushed her. You ready? While she was in labor with their son.
No.
Of course he did. He is a douchebag. What a surprise. Alec Baldwin being a complete and utter asshole. Who would have saw that coming?
Shared it on Instagram yesterday in response to a woman who said her husband did the same thing.
Oh, man. Men out there really representing the world. Tristan Thompson and Alec Baldwin, thank you for making all men look like scumbags, you pieces of garbage.
Hilaria writes, she was on the phone. Oh, he was on the phone. Shush, can you keep it down? The moment he said it, he realized he sounded like an ass and he cowered.
Sounds like things are going great in that marriage.
She adds, I'm not done. I'll spare you the details of my reaction for now, but it never happened again.
All right. Sounds like things are not happy in that household.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Nicki Minaj is firing back at the woman accusing her and her husband Kenneth Petty of harassment.
Nicki Minaj keeping it classy, not at all.
Calling her a liar.
Oh yeah, Kenneth Petty went to prison, but he's innocent, baby! Shut up, Nicki.
Let's get into it.
You married a scumbag.
Nicki Minaj is calling Jennifer Huff, the woman making harassment allegations against her and her husband Kenneth Petty, a liar. In legal documents obtained by TMZ, Nicki's lawyer filed paperwork claiming that there are enough holes in her accusations to disbelieve them.
And there's a lot of holes in your personality and we don't really care. Actually, the holes in your personality is why you're irrelevant. That's why no one really cares about you anymore.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Scott Disick is reportedly setting aside any hostility he has with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker for a very important reason. Let's get into it.
Oh, he's so noble. He's not being a stalker anymore. He's not bothering them anymore. Oh, you're such a noble guy, Scott. You're leaving them alone? Good for you, buddy. Another dude that makes all men look bad.
The single life is one lifestyle that Scott Disick seemingly hasn't been interested in for quite some time.
Yeah, let's date some women that were born in 2002. Woohoo! Weirdo.
But following his split with Amelia Hamlin back in September, he appears to be taking on the role of single dad like a pro.
Trust me, he's crying himself to sleep. Loser!
Not only does Scott talk about his kids constantly, but...
Oh, that's what all deadbeat dads do, though. Do you ever notice that the fathers that you know behind closed doors are scumbags, but they're always at outings talking about events that didn't happen with their daughter or son? Oh, yeah, we did this, and it totally happened. And you find out later that it was a completely different experience for the kid. I bet that's what Scott Disick is doing. Oh, yeah, I love being around my kids. And they're like, oh, my God, shut up, Dad. You're a loser.
But a source revealed to Us Weekly, he's always bringing them up in conversation when he's not physically with them.
Oh, thank God. Speaking of somebody who is a scumbag, Leach.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic.
No, it's not me. It's Josh Duggar.
Josh Duggar's family is speaking out after he's found guilty during his child pornography trial.
Today, it's my honor and privilege to join in this announcement of a guilty verdict.
That's the U.S. Attorney for Western Arkansas. Clay Folks, which if there was a U.S. attorney's name in Arkansas, it would always be Clay Folks.
Honor and privilege to join in this announcement of a guilty verdict in the case of United States versus Josh Duggar.
Got it.
On Thursday, Josh was found guilty of two counts of receiving and possessing child pornography.
I've said this once. I will say it again. Once you're convicted of being a pedophile, there's no fixing you. Burn in hell. Get that electric chair. Bye, bitch. They wanted to have sex with kids. Screw them. Oh, but you can go to rehab. You can't change what you're attracted to. F you. Bye-bye. Oh, we have to give them rights. God, this country's dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
We respect the jury's verdict, and we look forward to continuing this fight on appeal.
Yeah, it's the attorney for Josh Duggar. Yeah, he looks like somebody that would be an attorney for Josh Duggar. Kind of a creepy guy. You had no chance of winning that fight. What do you even defend? Yeah, you got all these grotesque pictures on the hard drive, but he was on TLC, so he must be innocent. Actually, TLC and Family Watchdog have a lot in common. You don't want them around your kids.
According to court documents, the 33-year-old downloaded files which contained images of sexual abuse of children under the age of 12.
Burn in hell!
While using his work computer at a used car dealership.
That sounds like a... That just sounds like something he would do, looking at underage porn on a computer at a car dealership or a used car place. Like, that is the most creepy religious person thing ever. Oh, but we go to Jesus world. We go to church. Shut up.
Now Josh faces up to 20 years in prison.
He won't get that.
And fines up to $250,000 per count.
He ain't paying that either.
Shortly after Josh's guilty verdict was announced, his sister Jill Duggar and her husband Derek Dillard weighed in on their website.
Yes, what did they say?
Writing that the day was, quote, difficult for their family.
Oh, so hard to cover up our pedophile brother forever. Oh, how did you do it?
Quote, our hearts go out to the victims of child abuse or any kind of
You knew about it. You knew about it. You knew about it. You didn't turn them in. This is Joe Paterno at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky all over. I hate when they cover things up. Anybody does. The rich and elite. And then when they're caught, they try to act like they didn't know. Like, oh, Hollywood with the Me Too movement. Shut up, you hypocrites.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.